You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Houston, Pennsylvania. This is Almost Friday. It's the new name of the show. It sounds a little weird.
It's the new
name. But I like it. It's fun. It's quirky.
Bernie's not running anymore, so we just can't call
it. We had no political affiliation.
Right.
Stop.
Anyway.
So yeah, I'm having a not so great day. I just went to give blood and they messed up. So they stuck me and then some blood came out, but I guess because of some weird legal thing, like they didn't put it in right, so not enough blood came out to fill the bag, but they couldn't stick me again. So I ended up just walking into a room, they stuck me with a needle briefly, and then I walked out and that was it.
Interesting.
It's not interesting, it's just sad.
They got my blood.
Did you go get blood today?
Yeah, before lunch.
Oh. Well, one of us helped. They gave me a sticker that said I tried to give blood. It's sarcastic and a little bit obnoxious, but whatever.
All right, I guess we're going to get started. Phil and John aren't here yet because we're starting early.
Yeah. Let me look. I have a song that I wanted to play. I have it on my playlist. You can fill time. Just talk about your life.
All right, cool. So this week's been, you know, pretty terrible. It's really gloomy out. It's wet. It's cold. It's windy. It's all around not a great week, I got to be honest.
I'm a fan of this week.
We had a thermo test yesterday.
Oh, no, do you know? Okay, I'm going to play.
It's pretty difficult.
I know what song I want to play, actually.
All right, I guess we're going to stop there.
No, you can keep talking.
No, I'm good. I was just thinking about that test and, you know, how it did things to me.
All right. Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle.
Cool. Go watch Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's why I'm playing this. Episode 4, Season 3. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
Change your life.
Really will.
jumping on the trampolines. If I get the chance, guess I'm blaming on the other me. If it's Kane.
That was Evil Twin by Crumb with two R's and one M.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it's the other way around.
It's kind of fun. So now we have Phil.
Hello.
We have John.
We showed up.
Yeah, the
whole gang's here.
We showed up on time. They were supposed to come.
We were on time. Yeah,
you know
they started early.
I came early just to, you know, hang out.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had quite the experience at the.
Yeah, I explained it on the air.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, just a quick question for Phil and John. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard was that test we took yesterday?
I'm going to give it a solid 10 out of 10.
I'm
going to
get a
10,
solid like
hardest
2.
Hardest test I probably ever took.
Solid 2?
A 2.
No, it was a solid 10.
It was either that one or the first one for the class. So, well, we're talking good. About thermodynamics.
Definitely the hardest exam I've ever taken.
And we said that last time, too.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I don't know if that one or the last one was harder.
The first one was harder.
I'm not sure.
No one cares.
But I don't think anyone really cares, Colin.
Nobody cares about you. Okay, wait, John. So we were thinking of doing a Halloween theme. There's not that many good Halloween songs. We'll probably play Thriller at some point. But John, I want you to explain the song that you want.
I don't even know what's
and
the
why
name
it's
of this
Halloween.
Song?
You just said that.
Who could it be now?
Who could it be
called?
Now by Men at
Men
Work?
At work?
Well, I want you to argue your side. Right, so why song, should we play this song?
I don't know why. I associate this song with Halloween. I think it's because either my neighbors or somebody had like a Halloween cassette tape, yeah, well, and this song was on there.
When I think and Halloween, so, I think Men at Work.
And this,
I come well, from this a land down under.
Well, this is the only time of year that I like ever hear this song, and for some reason, it reminds me of Halloween. So well, I feel like we should play it.
We'll play it for you, John. I don't really
I appreciate
get it.
It,
but
it's a great song.
It's okay. Yeah, sure. All right, here's Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work.
Late at night.
That was just, that was not
Halloween, folks. That's Halloween right there.
Theme song.
That was bad.
It was great.
I mean, it wasn't a bad song.
I love that song.
It was fine, but I regret
playing that. You hear the saxophone?
Yeah. There was definitely saxophone.
Whoever it is a master.
It was men at work.
No. Whoever was playing the saxophone.
Whoever played the sax, we'll find out.
You're going
to
look it up.
How about we don't? We just go to the next
one. All right, well, what are we looking at next?
We don't need to intro this. This does not need to be introed at all.
Ah, yeah, you guys will know what this is for sure.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's almost Halloween, Colin. I know you hate holidays.
What's this next song?
No, you're going to know
it. Actually, no, you don't hate holidays. You just don't like Halloween.
Is it Monster Mash?
No.
I shouldn't be so.
We'll play that. No, you spoiled that, but that's for later.
I know.
Anyway.
I like Christmas.
Shut up.
I don't like Halloween.
Everybody likes Christmas.
Thanks, everybody.
afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
So I'm just fading this out slowly.
Should we play it?
I went off of the air. Yeah, so in other news, Colin wishes that he was Justin Timberlake. We were talking about mustaches and mustaches, and that got us on the topic of Lando Calrissian and how Donald Glover is the new Lando Calrissian, and I'm very excited.
That made me think about the fact that there's a new Star Wars movie. And like,
yeah, Rogue One looks awesome.
Wait, no, there's one about...
They're milking it, dude.
Yeah, that's... I forgot about that.
Remember Chewbacca?
Oh, dude, South Park is so good.
Was there a new episode this week?
There's a new one last night.
Hey, you see, we all had the exams, so we missed it.
I'm going home and watching
South Park, for anyone that doesn't know, by the way. Watch South Park.
I have to work, but I can do it
tonight. Remember this song?
Yeah, it is
20
minutes, but then I was doing hours of work before, and this is my break, so.
That's great. Colin, do you want to play something that's not Halloween? We're going to mix Halloween in with real music. Phil, do you want a song?
Well, I have Halloween songs.
Let's listen to a Childish Gambino song then, because we're just talking about...
They all have curses.
No, we can listen to Sober.
That has curses too.
No, it does not.
You sure?
Definitely does not. I'll double check.
We could play Phil's Halloween song in the meantime.
No, I'm going to check.
Monster
really
Mash.
Just give me a second. I just gotta scroll through
a little preview there.
The Genius page. Are you going to play Monster Mash?
We're going to.
That's
a classic.
Nah, Sober's fine. We can play Sober.
That is like the Halloween song besides...
Yeah,
the...
well, in honor of the new Star Wars... Well, I don't even know when that thing is coming out, but...
Yeah, the Han Solo anthology film.
Maybe like 2020.
Exactly.
It's all right.
Yeah,
we can look...
That's like the last one. We
can look forward to it. Imagine Lando Calrissian.
I mean,
we're
probably
this.
The first to do something in honor of it, so...
No, it came out like last week. I'm sure.
I guess with the...
Like,
yeah,
the
probably
song.
Not else.
Sober.
It's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high. Sometimes, baby, just give it some time. Oh, honey, now, girl, we can solve them. If you'll just give me some time, I can open up your mind. If you let it shine, you can free your mind. Cause I know.
So
Yeah.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are to live in that island now, you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. Got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. Pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed
laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep,
I'll talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
As you can hear, DJ Jazzy Jeff did not make it out of that song alive. Ooh.
I was not expecting that ending there.
That was a Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Continuing along with the Halloween theme.
Yeah, and also just the theme of great music.
You know, we only play great songs here.
All right, we're going to have a little PSA. Here's
we're gonna spookify.
We're gonna spookify the PSAs. Let's see it. Wait, I want to get headphones on to see if this works. All right, here we go.
All right. So this PSA is called "Make a Plan." Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly 2/3 of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online toolkit that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business.
It sounds pretty spooky, by the way.
Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
That's fun. Oh, this would be disrespectful to read. Right?
What is this one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably would.
What else is spooky?
I'm trying to find a spooky one.
Oh, there are no spooky ones.
High school dropouts. Ooh.
We read that one last
week. We did.
Yeah. Right.
We can read
the bacteria one.
Oh.
That's spooky. This is a spooky subject here.
There's only one way to tell if you've cooked your meat and poultry to a bacteria killing temperature.
Yes, it's
Halloween.
Halloween on Sunday, not today.
No, it's Halloween
Monday.
On Monday.
Oh, sorry.
It's Halloween weekend. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw and undercooked meats. Wait, now it's like. Oh, wait, the music changed. Oh, now it's like someone's scratching.
You're getting distracted.
I'm sorry. This is more interesting than
you
the PSA.
Spooky music while you're
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year. The music makes this great. And roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information on foodsafety.gov.
Oh,
a public safety announcement brought to you by the USDA,
no.
HHS, and the Ad Council.
Oh, wow.
Colin doesn't approve. All right, I shut the scary music off.
Did you say that?
Colin doesn't approve.
That is exactly what you said, Colin.
I said, can we not?
Yeah, he doesn't. That's disapproval.
Oh, that's I don't
vocal,
know what else is.
That's vocal disapproval.
All right. I think it's time
right.
for another
Colin
song.
Colin is
here.
What we call a killjoy.
Who's got one?
Hey.
Do you have one, Colin, or should we play another spooky Halloween song?
Spooky,
spooky song.
Give me a minute.
I have the
Jesus.
Exorcist theme.
With, oh, no.
With scary sound effects.
I think we should
okay, how about All Your Light by Portugal the Man?
Okay. Their album cover is Halloween-y, I guess.
Is it?
It's not.
Not
that one.
It's
the
not
other one.
Oh, Evil Friends.
Evil Friends.
Yeah, everyone look up the Evil Friends album
yeah,
cover.
If you want to see.
If you want to be spooked.
Even though this song isn't from that album.
It's just not. This is from In the Mountain in the Cloud. Anyway, All Your Light, Times Like These, Portugal the Man.
Thank you. God.
We're on the air. this next song is a classic. It's Monster Mash.
It is a classic.
Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
What?
Oh my!
That's the name of the band.
So the entire purpose of this band is to make Halloween music.
Well, actually, yes, this whole album is just Halloween music.
We should just play the whole album. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. There's also Blood Bank Blues, Scully Gully, Wolfbane, Me and My Mummy. Can we listen to that?
It's got to be a classic.
Well, listen to Monster Mash.
Wait. There's Monster Mash and Monster Mash Party.
I think Monster Mash is the one that I know.
I feel like this is a party, though.
No, there's also Monster's Holiday.
It's not the holiday yet. Listen to the normal one.
All right, here's Monster Mash.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good! Monster mash
thank you.
Hell's Bells, AC/DC, classic.
All right, moving. Yeah, it was a classic. And speaking of classics, we got Classics 4 or Classics IV.
Oh, that was smooth.
Yeah, it was. See, I was good.
See,
I'm learning
here. Smoother
if
you didn't like stop to say it was smooth.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I was impressed.
We got another Halloween song coming up. It's called Spooky.
My classics
four.
Apparently, it's popular. It has over a million hits on Spotify.
I've heard it before, so
I have not, but I'm excited.
Flames really scream. The snake from the shark, how fuckers, and just one did you be.
and shivers down your spine. Shrieking stars will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. So sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to show your light, but I don't think we should. So spooky, scary skeletons, shall stop playing freely, scream. They sneak from their sarcophagus, just won't give you fear.
Well,
that was Spooky Scary Skeletons.
But like a remix by DJ Kevin on Spotify.
That song bumped. Like hardcore bumped.
Phil liked
it. I thought it was pretty good.
Colin didn't enjoy
Colin
it.
Colin was a grumpy downer.
Well, he's been a grumpy downer all day. He's just sad that we don't play his kind of music.
Well, he can play a song after this one. After
right here.
Frankie, you I know. You've been sitting over there the whole time. Frankie, you can introduce this song.
Witchy Woman by... It's not The Eagles. It's Eagles, which is strange.
It says Of The
Eagles. No. Well, it says Of The Eagles, but the actual band name is just Eagles. So I guess you could say The Eagles.
I think they're The Eagles. I don't think they are The Eagles. I think they are
Eagles.
I honestly would not know.
I'm not an Eagles master.
I don't like the Eagles.
All right. Well, here's Witchy Woman.
The Eagles.
The mic.
Got the moon in her eye.
I don't know if we did that. We're on the air. Hello, everyone. It's good. Good to see you. Oh, wait, Phil. Wait.
We got to get up the spooky sound effects for
spooky.
You.
Spooky. Spooky sound effects.
Which one did you pick, Phil?
We're talking about saving the children.
Are we?
That's important.
Yeah.
I don't know if the...
Are we?
Right, yeah, ready? I feel like this might
for it. Wait. All right. Wait. Yeah, the music's on.
Oh, okay. It's on. All right, here we go. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However,
oh my goodness.
Through
I
basic
feel like this
healthcare,
is disrespectful, actually. Let's stop. No, stop. Stop. We're stopping.
Wait,
there are actually children dying.
Stop. All right.
In other countries.
Just read it without
the music.
Reread it.
It's actually serious.
All right, we'll, okay.
We don't have to reread it. Just start reading it.
All right, here we go. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further.
Colin Shaker.
Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
That was a little bit too serious for that kind of music.
Yeah, why would you pick that one, Phil?
I didn't tell you to play the music. I just
we
picked
told
the,
you we were gonna.
No, I picked the PSA and then you're right. Like, let me put on the music. I was like,
no,
all
we
right.
Told you. Fine. All right.
We saved it.
All right.
I mean, we're saving the children.
We are saving the children.
That's all that matters. I feel like that's a good message.
Oh, it's a good thing. Oh, my. All right.
Well,
we got another song keyed up.
Yeah,
you don't sound excited about it.
I mean,
well, Colin, do you have a non-Halloween song?
We
that
can
you
always
like play
some 5 seconds of summer if you want.
Since the first week of school.
The moment? It's like
I feel
8 minutes.
We play that every week.
The moment is 4 minutes.
It's like 1,000 minutes.
How about we play "Waste a Moment" by Kings of Leon?
No.
Oh.
I got shot down.
You really did.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, it's only 4 minutes. All right.
Told you.
The moment.
I know my songs.
This could kind of be Halloween-y. It's like the moment it's approaching. Someone's going to scare you.
No.
You know. Just think about that while you're listening to the song. This is Colin's Halloween song.
Halloween
song. From now on.
Oh, you guys ready for Halloween weekend?
Oh, baby.
Anyway, a moment.
Yeah.
time for spooky stories with Almost Friday. Is the music going through?
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it spooky?
It's spooky.
Spooky. Oh.
Who's got a scary one?
Who's got a scary one? Oh, in 2 years, we'll need real jobs. Oh. We'll never be able to pay off our student loans. Oh. I don't have any inheritance.
Entry-level positions require 4 years of experience.
But like, why is it entry?
Why though?
I'm terrified. I don't know about you. I'm absolutely
How's
terrified.
The music? Is it working?
It's perfect.
Can I hear? I want to hear.
Ooh, Zika's on the rise.
Ooh. Oh, wow. This is actually working great.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's good. What else is spooky? Phil, you haven't said anything yet. Phil, what, do you, what do you find
I'm just
spooky?
Laughing.
Okay.
I don't
nothing
find
nothing scary in your world? Ooh!
Yeah, I think so.
It's all good. I don't know. Life's
what
hard.
What else is scary in your life?
Ooh!
I might have failed my thermo exam! Ooh!
Ooh! I did fail my thermo exam!
Ooh! Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
All right,
I think that was enough scary stories.
That's over.
Ooh, some of us get might get paid minimum wage.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Ooh, politics. Ooh.
Donald Trump might be president. Ooh.
No, but no political
Ooh,
affiliation.
Hillary Clinton Ooh. Might be president. Ooh. Yeah, honestly, both are. Yeah.
Ooh, inflation's at 1%. Ooh.
Ooh,
that's too low.
Premiums just doubled. Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think we're done.
Yeah.
All right, play that song.
At least, stories at least with healthcare
Friday.
Won't affect me
Seriously,
until I'm 26.
Inflation is too low, though.
It's yeah.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Economics.
Tell your kids.
Little Johnny, I know you're too young
we should,
to understand.
We should make a public service announcement about it.
Yeah. Inflation's too low. Fix that.
Anyway,
we're gonna
let's
end.
Get to the next song.
Yeah, well,
interest
we're
rates are too
we,
low.
Interest rates are too
are
low.
We,
Mr. Krabs is in.
Yeah,
there.
I guess we're at the end of our hour.
The Krusty Krab
oh,
is
it's
unfair.
That time.
Mr. Krabs is in there.
Mr. Krabs is in
standing at the concession,
plotting his oppression.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
All
so
right. You guys know this song.
We're gonna, are we
yeah,
gonna
we're
sign
not, we're
first?
Not gonna. Yeah, we'll
yeah,
sign
we should
out.
Sign out.
All right, this has been Almost Friday. Thank you for joining us for our Halloween spectacular.
Apparently, super spooky edition
our,
that I was not
our Halloween spooktacular.
Lots of music I didn't like.
Hey, I thought it was fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
are we
that
really
DJ Jazzy
on this?
Jeff.
Yes,
on the Thriller.
What else do you close on?
Oh God.
All right, anyway, you'll know the song.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Smash, crack, shack, shack.